Hello everyone, welcome to April Study Podcast. I am Sadaji. At this time, we are looking towards May 3rd, the 60th anniversary of President Ikeda's inauguration as the third president, where each of our districts is striving to achieve half of this year's goals. This month, we'll be studying part 2 of President Ikeda's 5-part study lecture series for our wonderful new members. Last month, we studied the spirit of mentor and disciple, which President Ikeda describes as the most basic Buddhist principle of all. This month's material focuses on the happiness of self and others. In the opening paragraphs, President Ikeda says, "The SGI movement is a series of human dramas where we realize genuine happiness for ourselves and others and foster ties of trust with those around us. Carrying out such bodhisattva practice is the heart of Mahayana Buddhism." President Ikeda says, "One's own happiness to the exclusion of others is not true happiness. We cannot be happy while others are suffering. Seeking happiness for oneself and others is genuine happiness. The original purpose of Buddhism and the profound wish of the Buddha is to help those who are suffering and enable as many people as possible to become happy." The key to this month's study is the altruistic practice of Buddhism from the perspective of working for the happiness of oneself and others. By the way, it's important for facilitators to provide a big picture at the beginning of our district study meetings so participants will understand what they're going to learn. President Ikeda quotes two Gosho passages in this installment. The first one is a passage from the orally transmitted teachings regarding bodhisattva never disparaging.
"Bodhisattva never disparaging's bow of obeisance is acknowledging the fact that self and others are in fact not two different things. For this reason, when the bodhisattva never disparaging makes his bow of obeisance to the four kinds of believers, the Buddha nature inherent in the four kinds of believers of overbearing arrogance bows in obeisance to the bodhisattva never disparaging. It is like the situation when one faces a mirror and makes a bow of obeisance. The image in the mirror likewise makes a bow of obeisance to oneself."
The Lotus Sutra describes the story of bodhisattva never disparaging as a model for a Buddhist practice. In it, bodhisattva never disparaging, who is still in the early stages of practice, bows in reverence to each person he encounters. Arrogant people, however, react with hostility, attacking him. This Gosho passage teaches that when bodhisattva never disparaging makes his bow to him, the Buddha nature inherent in those arrogant people bows respectfully to him. For us, this means that when we introduce people to Nichiren Buddhism, our earnest efforts at dialogue are certain to reach their Buddha nature, even though they may not be interested or ready to take faith at that time. After explaining the passage, President Ikeda teaches us, "Bodhisattva never disparaging's practice of showing respect to others is, in fact, the same as our practice of introducing people to Nichiren Buddhism. It is encouraging and urging another person to awaken to the fact that we are all supremely respect-worthy beings who possess the Buddha nature." Moreover, President Ikeda points out that when we talk with others about Buddhism, we are actually defeating our own delusion and earthly desires. He says, "That's why it gives us the strength to surmount our own problems, enabling us to solidly transform our state of life and change your karma." Bodhisattva never disparaging didn't say, "Well, I'll try to engage in Buddhist dialogue when my Buddhist practice progresses." He didn't say, "I'm not ready to share Buddhism with others as I haven't overcome the difficulties I face." Right? President Ikeda says, "Buddhist dialogue isn't something we engage in only once we've attained enlightenment. Rather, it is an integral part of a Buddhist practice, which we carry out by connecting and talking with others in accord with our mentor's teachings. He further explains that Buddhism originated in Shakyamuni taking action to communicate the truth to which he had awakened. Upon awakening to the truth, he did not spend much time basking in the quiet enjoyment of his enlightenment, but instead left to travel around India to share his enlightened wisdom. Our practice doesn't end with our own enlightenment. Its purpose is to realize happiness for both ourselves and others. This is a way of life Buddhism encourages us to follow and is exemplified by the Daishonin and the three founding presidents. It sometimes takes courage to share Buddhism with others. President Ikeda says, "Courage gives rise to compassionate action. Our efforts to introduce others to Buddhism always start from a courageous first step forward, setting in motion waves of inner transformation." Now, Nichiren Buddhism is called the Buddhism of Sowing. When we talk about Nichiren Buddhism with others, when we share our experiences, the seed of Buddhahood is planted in their lives. Let's move on to the second Gosho passage that discusses the significance of sowing the seed of Buddhahood.
"Because one has heard the Lotus Sutra, which leads to Buddhahood, with this as the seed, one will invariably become a Buddha. Thus, Tien Tai and Miao Lo, following this principle, state in their commentaries that one should persist in preaching the Lotus Sutra. One should by all means persist in preaching the Lotus Sutra and causing them to hear it. Those who put their faith in it will surely attain Buddhahood, while those who slander it will establish a poison drum relationship with it and will likewise attain Buddhahood. In any event, the seeds of Buddhahood exist nowhere apart from the Lotus Sutra."
The Daishonin asserts that those who hear about the Lotus Sutra will attain Buddhahood with this as the seed of Buddhahood planted in their lives. Some of you may wonder why we plant the seed of Buddhahood, as we often say that we all are endowed with the Buddha nature. However, unless the Buddha nature is activated, our attainment of enlightenment remains a theoretical potential. From a practical perspective, the Daishonin likens the process of attaining Buddhahood to the growth of a plant. Once the seed of Nammyoho Renge Kyo is planted, the harvest of enlightenment will definitely be reaped. Planting the seed doesn't only mean explaining Buddhist philosophy or Buddhist terms. President Ikeda explains, "Talking about Nichiren Buddhism, which constitutes the heart of the Lotus Sutra, sharing the joy and conviction we've experienced through our practice, and enabling others to hear the sound of Nammyoho Renge Kyo being chanted. All of these actions sow the seed of enlightenment, of Buddhahood, in their lives." We sometimes become hesitant to try to engage in Buddhist dialogue, thinking to ourselves, maybe they are not interested. In the Gosho passage, however, the Daishonin emphasizes the importance of persisting in preaching the Lotus Sutra. Why? It's because whether they are inspired to embrace faith or not, when they hear about their practice, their dormant Buddha nature is sure to be stimulated. That's why he encourages us to dare to reach out and to dare to talk to him about the practice. Towards the end of the study material, sharing his own experiences of introducing Buddhism to people, President Ikeda says, "We create trust when we share the Daishonin's Buddhism," Mr. Toda used to say. "We pray for the other person's happiness and speak with them in earnest. Whether or not they decide to start practicing, our sincerity is sure to reach them." Before closing, let me summarize the key points. The original purpose of Buddhism It's to forge a state of indestructible happiness and to help others do the same. Based on this principle, we have looked at Bodhisattva Never Disparaging's practice of reaching out to others as a model for a Buddhist practice. Moreover, we have learned that the importance of planting the seed of Buddhahood, awakening people's inherent Buddha nature. I hope you have a great study meeting in which everyone is encouraged to carry out Bodhisattva practice, reaching out to others and expanding their own state of life. Let's support each other in this extraordinary, difficult time and remain hopeful. If you are responsible for your study meeting and haven't watched Tony's 4-minute video on the way we are striving to carry out a study meeting, please do so. To watch the video, go to the podcast page on our website and select to watch previous study videos, and then go to special features on the sidebar. If you have any question, please feel free to send them to us, SGI Canada Study Department, at study@sgicanada.org. Thank you for joining us today. Bye for now.